4. Matt. Premonition. Matt lay in bed. It had been a day since he'd unleashed Thor's hammer. Fenn hadn't said anything to anyone. Lori hadn't either. Matt wanted to believe that meant they were going to forget it, but he couldn't help thinking they were only waiting for the right moment. Then they'd tell everyone how he'd used something like a flashbang and knocked Fenn right off his feet, and Matt's parents, and every other Thorson in town, would know exactly what had happened. Matt had broken the rules. He'd used Thor's hammer. Thor's hammer was the only magical power the Thorsons still had. Sure, they were usually bigger than other people, and stronger too, but that wasn't magic. The old books said there used to be other powers, like control over weather, but that was long gone. They were left with the hammer, which for everyone else was like an invisible punch that they could throw whenever they wanted. Only Matt got the special effects package, the flash and the bang, and only Matt wasn't able to control when it went off. His grandfather had tried giving him different amulets, but it didn't fix anything. His parents were right. It wasn't the amulet messing up. It was him. The power was in the descendants of Thor themselves. The amulet was just a... Matt struggled for the word his family used. Conduit. That was it. The necklace was a conduit that allowed the power to work. Which should mean the solution was easy. Take off the necklace. Except a Thorson couldn't do that for long before he got sick. Matt could remove his in the boxing ring, luckily, but that was it. He should just tell his parents what happened. He'd started to last night, then chickened out and told Dad he'd seen some kids messing around at the longship, and Dad said he'd have his men patrol for a while. He'd lectured Matt, too, about taking more responsibility for their town. How he should have done something about it, not come home and tattle to his parents. That stung, especially when Matt had done something. He already felt bad about it. He should have been able to handle Fenn without setting off the hammer. Don't think about that. Focus on something else. Think of your science fair project. Oh yeah, that helped.